What is happening, everybody? A happy Tuesday to you all, or I guess if you're catching this on Wednesday, thanks for joining me on another one of my video on demand short form videos here for the Awesome YouTube channel. And this is your top picks and fades for the Shriners Hospital for Children Open, as it's our third leg of the fall swing and our first swing of the first event of the two-event Vegas swing as we spend a couple of weeks in Sin City. But before we do that, I want to do a couple of things here. First, I want to thank our partner and sponsor of the show, Prize Picks. They offer daily prop-based contests, and they want to help you get started with a deposit bonus. You won't be dealing with sharks, optimizers, mass entries. You don't got to worry about any of that. To get started, what you're going to do is you're going to pick 2, 3, 4, or 5 players on the available board to go over or under their projected scores. Pretty simple, right? Should see a couple this week, say like Brooks Koepka over or under 70.5. That's going to be one of those. And if you correctly pick a 5-player lineup, you can net up to 10x your entry fee. So you can pick your entry fee there. Prize Pick offers games right now with NBA, MLB, WNBA, NFL, soccer, esports, and so much more. So you can take advantage of all of their mixed sports entry feature. Let's say you want to play across a couple of sports. They allow you to do that. So just download the App Store or on Google Play today and make your first deposit using promo code AWESOMO to receive an instant match deposit of up to $100. For today's board, just make sure you talk to our show hosts on their shows, and they will give you their best picks for today. So let's go into a little bit of last week's top picks and fades. Of course, as I do each and every time, I like to make sure we're doing okay here. We're not just giving you the information to give it to you, but we're actually trying to help you win some money. So let's first go over my fades. It was Camilio Vijegas, Patrick Rodgers, and Cameron Tringale, and I went 2 for 3 there as Vijegas and Rodgers both ended up missing the cut, while fading Tringale just hasn't worked out that much. A T11, maybe on the outside of a positive week in terms of his value relative to his salary. So I'll give myself about a C, C plus, maybe a B there on the fades. And on the plays, Lahiri and Rye, my first two guys missed the cut. And then my next three, Wise, Varner, M, all played pretty good, all came in the top 30. Now, while M, his value may not have paid off being one of the top priced guys, certainly Howard Varner and Aaron Wise provided some value. All right, let's jump into my picks and fades this week. My first fade of the week is going to be Eric Van Rooyen. Here's a guy that is coming in probably off of his, best stretch of golf in his career over the last month and a half, making it all the way to the Tour Championship. Crazy, he wasn't even looking at a PGA Tour card before his win, but he got it done. So I'm going to say that we're going to get a little regression here to start the season. And at 8,019% projected own, I think it's a great place to fade. We look at his strokes gained rank, see how he got it done last year. Pretty average in everything. 75th off the tee, 82nd on the approach, 91 on the green, and 64th putting for Eric Van Rooyen. 8,090% own, going to be a fade for me. Next fade is going to be the defending champion of the event, Kevin Na, who unmistakably won this event only by gaining strokes putting. That's right. He lost strokes tee to green and still won the event, coming in at 9,100. And maybe everyone's taking this Ryder Cup snub a little far here, as 24% of the ownership looks like it's going to Kevin Na, who, of course, Sam Burns last week getting the Ryder Cup snub ended up winning. So maybe they think Kevin Na will as well. For me, though, there's just too much variability for somebody to be 20%+ owned in Kevin Na. I'll take the other side this week. For now, 167 off the tee, 131 on the approach. First around the green last year, 87th putting. So did not have a great putting year outside of course, this event. Next one, Harris English. Oh, what a surprise. I'm back fading Harris English again. But I've stated many times, this is when I fade him. Above 9,000 at 20%+ owned, I try and find somebody that's priced right around him that I may think is going to perform better, or just hope that he doesn't play good. Now for English, obviously, he came in 36th here a couple of years ago when he decided to make the trip. Let's see how he had a great year, almost winning 3 or 4 times. Strokes gain rank, well, it's really done with a short game. 91st and 85th on his ball striking stats. 28th around the green and 12th putting certainly will help you win some golf tournaments. So those are my three fades, English, not in Van Rooyen. Now to my 5 picks. And well, I'm going to go with the theme of a comeback year from a big player. Last year it was Jordan Spieth. We all know that. Had a terrible, terrible year during the pandemic. Didn't really come back out of it either. And finally started to turn things around out at the Waste Management. While this is not the Waste Management or Phoenix, it is a desert. And Ricky Fowler, well, he needs something to get his golf career jump-started again. So why not a new season at a golf course that he's performed well at, made the cut, and come in the top 25 each time? And a couple of years ago, he came in fourth. So Ricky Fowler coming in at 7,300. People have certainly forgot about him at this point, being 4% owned. But I'm willing to give him a stab. I'm willing to give him a couple of starts in here in the new year to get things back on track, as we did see a couple of good starts toward the end of the year last year. If you look at his strokes game ranked, it was really his approach game, his iron game that was very poor last year. 160th there, 88th off the tee, 12th around the green, but he switched putters for about half the season. He went to a more mallet style, has always been a blade style putter. For all you golfers, you know exactly what I mean by that. And that resulted in him having his worst strokes gained putting output in his career, ranks 126th. Our next guy I want to talk about is completely in form right now, at least in my opinion. And last week was one of the worst prices. He's down from that price this week, and he is on this video for the second straight week. It's Aaron Wise. I think he's one of those guys that is in that Sam Burns camp, that they are just that close to a win. And now Burns' putter has certainly been so much better than Wise on the whole. Wise's ball striking has, for the most part, kept up with Burns. So I like that to try and continue this week. His results the last couple of years here, a missed cut in 15th, so a little bit of variance there. But you do get that with Wise. However, we've seen a change in his game, and consistency has really returned. 7,900 and 7% owned certainly isn't going to scare me away either. As we look at his strokes gained, ranked 46th off the tee, 47 on the approach, 32 around the green, and 174 putting. All right, the next golfer I want to talk about, Matthew Wolf, a bogey-free round, a low round of 7-under or better. A couple of those and a couple of consistent rounds will get Matt Wolf quickly back into the top 10, coming off a 17th place finish last week. Couple of good starts, like I mentioned. Plus, got good course history here, coming in 18th last year. And his price, well, it's not that high, nor is his ownership. 8,207% owned. As we look at why Matthew Wolf really struggled last year, well, it was his off the tee game. He can hit it a mile, but when you can't keep it on planet Earth, it's not going to matter. Seemed to have fixed that over the little bit of an off season. So we'll see if it continues here out in Vegas. 173rd on the off the tee rank last year, 50th on the approach, so pretty good. 188 around the green and 79th putting for Matthew Wolf. I expect him to have a very good week this week. Again, the upside potential here is astronomical with a guy like this. Let's stick with it. Again, an 18th place finish last week, or 17th, I should say, is pretty good value at this price. We'll hope for something a little bit better this week. All right, next thing I want to talk about, Adam Scott, sticking with this under 10% projected ownership here. I love this range. He's coming in at 8,400 this week, and we all know, or if you don't know, he spent his 1 year of college golf at UNLV, probably played the course quite a bit, came in 42nd here last year when he decided to play, but we've seen Scott have some pretty good form. He went over to Europe, went over to play in the BMW PGA Championship, I believe it was over there, or the Betfred British Masters, one of the other over there, played pretty good. And he typically doesn't play at a course that doesn't think suited for him. He's at the point of his career where he can pick and choose where he plays. So at 8,400 and 8% owned, I think there's a really good value here. Look at a strokes gain rank, 136th off the tee. That is his worst, possibly of his career, certainly in the last couple of years. 48 on the approach, 114 around the green, and 18 putting. Adam Scott, how did he not win more last year, coming 18 strokes gain putting? Well, because of his off the tee game. Let's see if that fixes itself here in the early season. And my last golfer I want to play this week, 8% owned, Will Zalatoris. Now his price is getting up there, 10,100 in a strong field, only down a couple of hundred from last week where it was a really weak field. So obviously there's a little bit going on there and that's affecting ownership, but Zalatoris 61 last week. I know he only came in 14th, but there are signs that really good golf is right there. So I want to stick with it. The fact that he's under 10% owned. Brooks Koepka is also under 10% owned up here. I think he's a good pivot from somebody like Victor Hovland, who's going to be very highly owned, or even say Kevin Na. I know he's a little more expensive, or even Harris English. I'll take, definitely look for the salary difference and look for Will Zalatoris over those two. Let's go over a strokes game rank for Will. 31 around the 31 off the tee, 8 on the approach, 74th around the green, and 122 putting. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Thanks to Prize Picks for our partner and sponsor of this show. Again, my three fades, English, Nah, Van Ruyen, and my five picks, Fowler, Wise, Wolf, two Oklahoma State guys there, Adam Scott, and Will Zalatoris to clean it up. So thanks, everybody, for joining my PGA DFS top picks and fades for the Shriners. We'll be back next week for the no-cut event. Stays in Vegas, the CJ Cup. Until then, good luck, everybody. We'll see you on the other side.